Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey, everybody, and welcome to AfterBuzz TV. This is the after show for Castle, as you can hear. This is episode 3, Montreal. I'm Heather, and with me tonight is...
Hi, guys. Candace Buonostro here.
And we have the lovely Alexis on the line. Hey there.
Hi,
everybody.
Hi.
I'm so sad I'm not there.
I know, but at least we have you on the line with us, so that makes up for it. So, first thoughts on tonight's episode.
Jeez.
Intense.
Yeah, it was a little intense. It was good, I thought, to get back to Castle solving his and Beckett solving the weekly mysteries each week that they normally do. Mm-hmm. And last week we didn't quite get that, so it was good to have that little storyline with us tonight.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so we have a couple different ways we can go with this tonight because we got Castle's his whole storyline is still going through from last week, and then we also have this new. Little crime that they were solving this evening. So let's start out with Castle and this whole publicity stunt that the reporter kind of...
How brutal was the reporter?
I mean,
like?
She was...
What was up with that?
I don't know. I mean, she's asking, like, I need the truth. Like, what really happened?
This is all like worse than, like, Barbara Walters. Like, what was that?
That's what I was thinking.
And he handled himself very well, though.
He did.
He was very cool, calm, and collected.
Well... Until
do you
he,
think he went too far with the whole, like, I'm going to offer, what was it, like,
$250,000. That's what I was just going to say. He was cool and collected until he, like, threw out this gigantic amount of money.
And it's like that. I was like, okay, Castle, you're doing good. All right. Yeah. Answer the questions. She's kind of being a, you know,
yeah.
a witch with a B right now. Wait. How much? Castle.
Yeah. I mean, $250,000. Come on, Castle. I mean.
That's a lot.
A little, we know you're, you know, well done author and everything, but come on, buddy, that's a little much.
I think in a sense he was trying to tell
I didn't like
it,
that
like,
at
just
all.
Like shove it like here, like
yeah.
making her eat her words, like come on, I'm gonna
Probably.
Offer this much amount of money, like shut up.
Yeah, so this whole offer leads to thousands and thousands of probably leads that were coming into the precinct that they were not too thrilled about. And I mean, you know, the NYPD does not need to have all of Castle's calls coming to them. Doesn't really need it. But the first lead that came in, I don't know your guys' thoughts, but I thought it was like legit. I mean, his voice was like, you know, like, I know what happened to you. Like, come meet me now. Like, I...
creepy.
creepy. Like, creepy guy. Yeah. And then, you know, when Castle goes to meet with him, I mean, what a nut job.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the guy... At first, I mean, it sounded legit at first. Like, he's like, we were on a ship together. Well, yeah. Okay. That makes sense. You know, Castle was found out at sea. Then it was... into an attack ship, but then it was a spaceship. I mean, this
I'm not going to lie. I liked it because it brings back his whole character from Firefly and how he used to run his own spaceship, Nathan Fillion.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So in my brain, I was like, oh, I see what you're doing, writers. You're funny.
Yeah.
I get it. Ha-ha. don't play with my emotions. That's a totally different show for me.
Totally. So, I mean, I didn't really think anything was even going to come with these leads. I mean, anybody could have called because obviously with Castle
not, money.
Yeah, I mean, they just want the money. Castle didn't remember what happened. They could have fed him anything. I mean,
they could have even photoshopped those photos.
Totally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Holy
You're right.
crap.
Which actually brings us to the second lead that they actually kind of followed up on was this couple who came in and had Castle in the background mm-hmm. of their photos. And like you said, this could have been photoshopped.
Yeah,
but it turned out it wasn't. That's where he got creative and went to go check out that little safe deposit box.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like she said, Castle went to Montreal where the number 38 key from last episode came into play. Mm-hmm. Alexis, his daughter, suggests, you know, maybe, you know, that Montreal Global Bank that is in the background of the picture has something to do with that key. So that's smart thinking on Alexis. I mean, she's pretty bright, I guess.
Yeah. And I like that it was like a good like father-daughter kind of bonding, especially since he's been gone for 2 months, you know, and like, where have you been? I thought that was really cool.
That was cool, yeah. That they both got to go and, yeah, and have that little experience. And then it actually like worked. I mean, they go to Montreal, they go to the bank, they try and open the safe, and it's a sticky lock, he says. He's like, come on,
sticky lock.
Sticky lock. And then they finally get it open, and there's envelopes with, mm-hmm, you know, Alexis's name,
so
Beckett's
weird
name, and his mom's name. All separate envelopes, which is a little odd, but it
Mama kinda, Shades, hashtag okay. Mama Shades.
Yeah, so for some of you on who are following Alexis and I on Twitter, last week we thought that Mom was getting a little shady, so we decided to come up with our own little hashtag, Mama Shades.
I like
so
that.
So anytime this season that we think Mama Shades is doing something, we're going to call her out on it.
Mama Shades.
And actually, Alexis, tonight when I was watching the show, mm-hmm, and Mama goes out with her little boyfriend, Robert,
yeah,
I totally was like in my head, like screaming, like, Mama Shades! Like, because she was like, she met this Robert, this is totally off subject, but she met this Robert guy at a grievance. I mean, totally, like, she thought Castle was dead. And then she didn't have, like, the nerve to tell this guy.
Wait, what does she think? He's going to leave her? Like, oh, what kind of guy is she dating if he leaves her? Like, oh,
no.
Your son's alive now. Yeah. Okay, we can't date.
We can't date anymore. Yeah. So I was like, oh, my gosh, Mama Shades is back.
Like, I just don't know what her plan is. Like, what's going on with her character right now? Like, there's, I don't know. Too much.
Yeah, too much.
Oh, Mama Shades.
So, yeah, I was totally, like,
Mama Shades.
I was like, oh, my gosh, Mama Shades is back this episode, too. So funny.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Great. So, before we go on any further with Castles, we want to make sure to remind everybody to go on to iTunes and rate us 5 stars.
Rate us 5 stars, guys.
Yeah. And if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to comment down below, and we will go on and check your comments and write you back and say hello. So yeah, make sure to go on and rate us 5 stars, please. Please.
Yeah, and also, you know, always tweet us, and, you know, Heather and I and you know, Candace will also be doing that. I mean, anytime that someone tweets us, we're always, like, right away tweeting everybody. So don't be afraid.
And you can tweet me at Candy Bwin.
There it is.
So I kind of want to leave, like, the last bit of the Castle storyline for the end, just because it is, like,
yeah,
you know, it's really important. So let's go really quick. We're going to switch gears here and go into the whole murder mystery of this episode. And they there's a crew team, like, on the river, and they find a dead body in the water that's, you know, been there a couple days. And so they go and they check it out. And it looks like, from first off, that this body's had its face and its hands burned off.
Meat.
Yeah.
I thought it was it just looked like a piece of meat out there.
Yeah,
you're right.
It was very disturbing and just really gross.
Yeah.
But we find out.
That was a gruesome way to start.
We got the idea.
Yeah. Yeah, we
got. Yeah, I was like, whoa.
Whoa. So come to find out, it was a CEO of a toy company named Wally. And
I love that name.
I know, it's just so cute. I mean, that's kind of a cute name for, like, a CEO of a toy company. Wally.
Yeah, I agree.
You know? And Wally, you know, he had been telling his wife that he was staying really late at work and was really stressed about work, but really, he was leaving a lot earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from work than he was letting on. And he was telling people at work that he had personal issues, and his wife was. So his little story was being covered on both his bases, but neither was true.
I totally thought he had, like, a little mistress or something going on.
I did too. Yeah. And then they bring in Natalie Mendoza, and I was like, oh, he's definitely having an affair. Yeah. And I don't know about you guys, but when they found Natalie Mendoza, because they were searching through his stuff at work and found a cell phone that went to Natalie. Anyways, they go to Natalie's house, and they get in there, and, like, blood everywhere. Like, she's lying on the bed, like, her throat, like, gross, bloody, and everything. I was like, oh, my gosh, maybe him and his mistress got, like, killed. But then she wakes up.
I love
like,
that.
If I was, like, watching this at home, like, just a little, I'd be like, ah! Like, totally creepy. Freak out. It was.
Well, I'm just going to pretend I'm dead and just take a nap.
Yeah. So Natalie Mendoza is a makeup artist, and she was actually teaching Wally how to do his makeup to make him look like a 70-year-old man, which is interesting. I mean, not a whole lot of people want to look like a 70-year-old man. I don't know.
I mean, I used to do like haunts and stuff like that, which I still do kind of, but yeah, I used to do that, and people would tell me, like, oh, do you just, like, dress up? And, like, I know this is off topic, but, like, do you, like, use your makeup and, like, dress up as another person? And I'm like, no, but if I had makeup class and I did, like, scars or something and I would have to take the bus in college to get somewhere, I would get such weird looks.
Like, walking
around with, like, my face torn off, or, like, I have, like, wrinkles in, like, weird places. It was an interesting time, but, yeah, I can't see somebody just, like, I don't know, dressing up. Just to dress up, even if it's not Halloween. I don't know. That's kind of strange. But, I mean, if you want it, I know how to do it. So, guys.
Tweeter.
Yeah. Tweet Alexis if you want
Halloween's
makeup.
Coming up.
Yeah. So, I mean, it kind of makes sense now that we know the whole story that behind.
Means. It's kind of like undercover Wally. Boss.
Yeah, it was undercover boss. Mm-hmm. And he got wind that there was some shady business going on in his company. And he wanted to get to the bottom of it.
And it made sense because he didn't want to go to authorities because it's going to tarnish the name of a toy company. Mm-hmm. And he didn't know who he can trust. Like, how awful of a feeling is that? But
yeah,
I don't understand. I mean, I guess maybe he didn't want his wife to worry or get her involved. And I can respect that. But yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense now that they kind of laid all that out, you know. And they're right. He couldn't go to his employees because clearly, you know, they weren't very trustworthy, but, yeah, so basically what had happened is his dog had gotten poisoned and died.
That makes me so sad.
I know, and it was because of these dolls that were being shipped from China to his warehouse that had heroin in all the dolls. And what
shady,
and one of his employees was taking out all the heroin before it got to the actual store. So no one even knew any of this was going on unless you were in the warehouse.
Yep.
But his dog happened to really like these dolls, and that's how his dog ended up getting sick. And I don't know. I mean, that's crazy that this could all happen. And his employee, Matt, who was in the actual store, was kind of like the ringleader of all this. Wally had brought him over from China because he knew the culture there and how things worked, and since they were going to be getting their dolls from there, it kind of made sense. But wow, can't trust your employees, I guess.
Now, did he know it was Wally? Like, not until after he killed him, probably, right?
Yeah, I don't think he knew until after he killed him because they kept saying, like, who's that janitor who keeps sniffing around trying to, like, figure out, like, what's going on? Yeah.
Okay.
So I think they were suspicious of the janitor because Wally was dressing up as the janitor, and so they figured he knew too much and to just get rid of him, but then they realized who he was.
Poor Wally.
So that was, I mean, they figured that out, and that was actually, I really enjoyed that little whole storyline. I don't know, it was kind of fun.
It's just kind of nice to bring that back.
Yeah.
I miss that. No, I mean, I understand that, like, I really want to know what happens the castle, but I was really glad that they just, you know, tried to make it as normal. Like, hey, there's a case.
Let's
distract from that and do this for a while. I really like that, and I hope that they continue. I mean, I feel like they're going to continue it, and they're going to just have, like, that maybe, like, the fifth or sixth episode, or it'll be more about castle. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. It's just that every time they bring up his case, it's just so intense. I'm like, I need a break.
You're right. And also, bringing it back, we got to see that Espo and Lainey are going to be getting back together again.
Ooh. This is too much. It's too off and on. I mean, I like them together, but I feel like it's like, okay, you're going to be together or you're not.
Yeah, that's true. It. It's like so hot and cold. But I love that Lainey changed Espo's ringtone. I can't remember what it was. Like, I'm so hot or you're so sexy or something like that. Like,
something cheesy.
So cheesy and funny. It was great. So, kind of going back to the whole castle thing, while all this whole Wally situation is going on, Beckett's doing this whole Wally situation, and Castle's kind of taking advantage that they're all kind of,
preoccupied
mm-hmm. by the Wally case because no one's paying attention to him.
So he goes on a flight to Montreal
again. Again.
Yeah.
But this time by himself. Which, yeah. I don't know about you guys, but I was very intrigued about this little high-tech software that they had. They basically took the video of Castle doing his little speeches mm-hmm. or whatever to everybody. They took a window that was in that video and did some kind of, I don't know, recognition of where that might be in Montreal. And it, like, made a match and figured out the building address where it was.
Awesome.
I mean, I don't know if that's actually, like, legit true, but if it is, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's some intense stuff there. But that's basically how Castle figured out
where to go.
And so he sneaks off, goes to this warehouse, I guess.
Why would you do that, Castle?
I mean, it just looked kind of shady to me. I would not go there by myself.
Mm-mm.
No way.
A lot of shadiness happening in this episode, I feel.
You're right. There was. This whole episode should be like, I don't know. We can't call it Castle shady, but, you know, the whole show.
The Shades of Castle.
So Castle goes inside. I don't know why, but he does.
Because it's Castle.
Because, like, it's Castle.
He doesn't think. He just does stuff.
He just does, and, you know, whatever happens, I guess. So he gets in there, and there's a guy, like, holding a gun up to him.
Mm-hmm.
But the weird thing about this, I don't know what your thoughts were, but, okay, so this guy is holding a gun to Castle, but at the same time, he's telling them, like, get out, go live your life. I'm like, what is it? Are you trying to kill the guy, or are you trying to get him to, like, go live his life? You know, like, it didn't quite make sense. Like, it was like, lose the gun if you're telling him to leave. But
I think he's trying to scare him, but yeah, it didn't make sense.
It didn't make sense. Like, it was almost like he was on Castle's side. Like, you told me you didn't want to know what happened, so I'm not gonna tell you. You know, and Castle's like, but I need to know. And he goes back to Hollander's Wood when he was 11 years old. Well, now we kind of want to know what happened.
What happened?
Yeah. What happened?
That's like killing me inside. I'm like, what happened to you? I want to know.
Yeah. So this guy kind of holds that over Castle. Like, well, you told me about this event that you've never told anybody about.
Which also inspired him to start, like, becoming a writer and, like, a mystery thriller writer.
Yes, so exactly.
We want to know.
Which that's even more intriguing because I'm like, oh, I always wondered, like, what got him the start to being, a mystery novelist. It would be really cool to find out in later episodes. But I like that, Heather, that you brought up in last week when we talked about maybe his dad was coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe something in the, obviously bringing up Mama Shades and then maybe something with his dad. You know, there has to be something that has to go on with the family that is obviously leading up to this. I just don't know how it connects. It's so tough.
Yeah, I wonder if this whole Hollander's Wood has something to do with his dad. Like, did some crazy event in his life happen there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm so intrigued to see what's going to happen.
Predictions.
Yeah.
I need to know.
We need to know. And in the very last scene, Castle and Beckett are kind of laying in bed
cuddling.
And cuddling. And you're like, oh,
so cute.
You're like, oh my God, they're all back together again. It's like all great and everything. But, you know, Castle says, like, let's go get married tomorrow. And Beckett's like, not having it, like, as of tomorrow.
I mean, I don't blame her either because of all the events and stuff. I know, I was reading a few tweets and they're just like, why? Just, you know, get back to the way that you are. But I feel that you know, a lot has happened in 2 months, and him just coming back, I feel like, yeah, that, I think it was like, she said she wanted to take a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1 month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1 month to, you know, to figure things out and, you know, and then, you know, get married in a month. And I was like, that's a smart, smart idea.
Back yeah,
your
whole life.
Yeah,
pull
exactly.
your role, buddy. Like, geez.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I have a couple questions for you guys, but I'm going to do them in our predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, so the first question is, do you guys want, they talked about knowing the truth. Do you guys, like, as a viewer, do you guys want to know the truth, or do you think that they should just move on?
I want to know the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I have to agree.
Yeah.
I need to know.
And as far as, like, Beckett and Castle, do you think that they need to know the truth, or should they just move on?
I think they need to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on the fence, because I know Castle, you know, at one point was like, I don't know if I want to know, because I don't know what happened, or, you know, or anything like that. But I think it would just answer a lot of questions. It would take up that weird, awkward, like, silence that they have between them, you know, and the distance. I just feel like it will solve a lot of things, but at the same time, I'm scared that whatever he did or whatever it's leading up to, that maybe Kate might not love him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Not in that sense, but maybe just not take him back, and then it will just ruin 7 seasons of sexual tension and just, ah. So, I don't know. I'm in the middle.
Yeah.
For that one, for me.
I mean, at this point, we're 7 seasons in, and now we finally have them together, which...
And, of course, we couldn't have that one piece.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, I mean, you can't take that away from us as a viewer now.
They're going to. And
they are. They are, aren't they?
The writers are so genius. I think they're not going to take that away from
us.
They're going to give it to us.
Maybe like not completely. Maybe just more distance again like last time.
Yeah. You know? And I didn't have a chance to look yet because I was driving here while this was happening. But tonight on Twitter, the writers were actually doing kind of like a Twitter chat. So I want to go back and like kind of read all of their comments.
Oh, did they? I didn't even know about that.
Yeah. So I do want to go back and read all of those since I haven't been able to read them just yet. So that should be pretty good.
This season we could get them on the show also.
I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll hopefully get some guests in here, writers, hopefully maybe a couple... of the actors.
Oh, while you're looking for that, my question is, because I wrote it down, do you guys think that that this, if he can't get the answers that he wants, you think it's going to consume him? Because you know how Kate was when she was with, how she was so obsessed with trying to find her mother's killer and just everything about it. Do you think Castle's going to be the same way? Because, you know, Kate was kind of crazy at one point, which, again, makes sense because that's her mom. It was an unsolved case.
Yeah.
But do you think that Castle's going to be the same way, kind of being cold and, you know, not eating, not sleeping, you know, that kind of thing? I mean, he wasn't that bad in this episode, but, I mean, I don't know if it's just going to escalate from there, and maybe it will cause problems for Kate and Castle at one point, you know, that kind of thing. Like, what do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he'll get that deeply depressed as, like, Kate was, but I do think it is going to consume him. I think he's going
to... He wants to know the truth.
He wants to know. I mean,
yeah,
obviously this episode, if anything, proved that more than ever, that maybe he wasn't faking this whole amnesia thing that we all thought last episode that could have been happening.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, but I think it's pretty legit to say it happened now.
I still want to figure out how we got the amnesia. That's, like, my biggest thing right now. It's like, how do you forget, you know, 2 months and then, you know, and what were you doing at this time? Obviously, besides apparently fishing and camping out. Having a vacation.
And in the picture that the couple called him with, he is talking to the man from the camper. Gosh, I cannot remember that the man's original name. It was the first guy that they went up to in the RV thing. I don't know what that, mobile home. That was the guy that he was talking to in that picture. And in the picture, he looks pretty coherent.
Yeah.
So...
I don't know.
How drugged were you? I don't know.
I'm sticking with my prediction from the last week was that he was drugged and he just doesn't remember anything.
Yeah.
That's my prediction. And that there's something going on with his dad. That's like my main thing right there.
Yeah. His dad's got to be involved in this somehow, don't you think? I mean, he has to be.
Yeah. I can't think of anything else. It doesn't make sense for it to be just some random I mean, besides it being an old case, but I can't. It has to be family related somehow.
Yeah, I agree. Well, this will be interesting to see, and I would love to hear from all of our people watching the same questions. I mean, do you guys think that we're going to hear the truth? Do you want to hear the truth, or do you think they should move on? I'd love to hear from you guys. Let them know, Alexis and Cher on the line, where can they follow you on social media?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at atorres890. That's A-T-O-R-R-E-S. 890, and I'll definitely answer back if you guys send me any of your, or if you answer any of the questions that Heather and Candace put up.
All right, Candace,
and you can find me on Insta and Twitter at Candybuen, CandieBuen.
And you can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Heather Joy Smith. And like Alexa said, we always reply, so make sure to follow us and tweet us and give us your predictions. So we will see you all here next week. Same time, same place. Have a good week.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.